Proverbs chapter 26. Like snow in summer or rain in harvest, so honor is not fitting for a fool. Like a fluttering sparrow or a darting swallow, so an undeserved curse will not land on the innocent. A whip for the horse, a bridle for the donkey, a rod for the back of fools. Answer not a fool according to his folly, or you will be like him. Answer a fool according to his folly, or he will be wise in his own eyes. Sending a message by the hand of a fool is like cutting off one's own feet or drinking poison. Like the legs of the lame that hang limp, so is a proverb in the mouth of fools. Like one who binds a stone in a sling, so is one who gives honor to a fool. Like a thorny branch brandished by the hand of a drunkard, so is a proverb in the mouth of fools. Like an archer that wounds everyone, so is one who hires a fool or hires anyone who passes by. Like a dog that returns to its vomit, so is a fool who repeats his folly. Do you see a person wise in his own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for him. The sluggard says, there is a lion in the road, a lion in the streets. Like a door turns upon its hinges, so a sluggard turns upon his bed. The sluggard buries his hand in the dish. He is too exhausted to bring it back to his mouth. The sluggard is wiser in his own eyes than seven people who can answer sensibly. One who passes by and meddles in a controversy not his own is like one who grabs a dog by the ears. Like a madman who shoots deadly firebrands and arrows, so is one who deceives his neighbor and says, I was only joking. For the lack of wood, a fire goes out, and where there is no gossip, quarreling ceases. Like coals to hot embers and wood to fire, so is a quarrelsome person who inflames strife. The words of a gossip are as dainty morsels. They go down into the deepest parts. Smooth lips and a wicked heart are like an earthen vessel overlaid with silver glaze. Whoever hates disguises it with his lips, but he harbors deceit within. When he speaks kindly, do not believe him, for there are seven abominations concealed in his heart. Though his hatred is covered with guile, his wickedness will be openly exposed before the assembly. The one who digs a pit will fall into it, and the one who rolls a stone down on someone, it will roll back upon him. A lying tongue hates those it wounds, and a flattering mouth causes ruin.